It's Ken on Food podcast number 4. This week, I get to chat with Rory Nolan, head chef of Anucht restaurant in Kilkenny, and we have a quick look at some of the events coming up over the next week. My name is Ken McGuire, and this is the Ken on Food podcast. It's episode number 4. It's Wednesday, the 17th of July. I hope you're doing good wherever you are and wherever you're listening to the podcast. If it's your first time to check out an episode, there's 3 that have gone before you that have really cool chats with Julie Calderpots of Highbank Orchards in Kilkenny, Michael Canna of Canna's Family Butchers, and Sarah Goff of Mileven Fine Foods in Piltown in Kilkenny as well. So a lot of focus on Kilkenny, which is cool because we've got this current series with thanks to Anucht Restaurant focusing on food producers in and around Kilkenny, as well as getting to meet some of the team from Anucht, like today. Today, I got a chance to sit down in the studio with Rory Nolan. Rory is the head chef in Anucht in Kilkenny. They have the restaurant open Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sunday. Yeah, Thursday through Sunday. They also have Kilkenny Design Food Hall downstairs. If you have no idea where I'm talking about, but you have ever been to Kilkenny, you get to Kilkenny Castle, you stand outside the gates, you look across the road, and there's the design centre, the old stables that were part of Kilkenny Castle and all of that surrounds years and years and years ago. We'll do a history lesson at another time, but the restaurant is great. Love it, love the food. And as it turns out, Rory is one of these cool people where when we're sitting across each other, you're kind of looking at going, I know that lad from somewhere. And he's like, I know that lad from somewhere. It turns out that we were in school together, albeit kind of maybe a year or two apart. But when you finally crack that sense of familiarity, everything gets nice and natural. So we sit down for about 10 minutes or so. We have a chat about what he's about and what the food is about and what he's looking for in Anucht and what he's looking for in suppliers and that kind of things. And it's pretty cool. I will be talking to Rory again in the future. We've got plans to have a chat maybe kind of August, September time ahead of Savour Kilkenny. But for now, this is what happened on the latest installment of Ken on Food on KCLR Drive, which you can hear weekdays 3 to 5.30, the food slot, 4.10 on a Wednesday. Got to catch up with myself. Here's Rory Nolan in studio.
Ken on Food, with thanks to the Food Hall and Day Restaurant in Kilkenny Design Centre. A great space for all the family with something to suit everyone's tastes.
Today, it's the turn of the man in Anucht himself, Rory Nolan. How's it going, Ken?
How are you keeping?
I'm good. We're just kind of reminiscing off mic about how we're, our paths kind of almost crossed.
Yeah, I thought you looked familiar when I walked in.
in a former school life, CBS till the end or whatever the cool kids say these days. I've no idea. Rory, you're the do we call you the head chef, executive chef? What way the chef
title? You can call me whatever you want. Like, my official title is executive chef, but you know, I'm a head chef. Like, executive chef is kind of, say, if you're running a big hotel or a big corporation or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. So, what do you do? What's your background? Because I know you came to Anucht in recent years. So you started in
I'm there 4 years now at this stage, which is time flies actually. Yeah.
You were Spring Hill early days?
Yeah, I started off in the Spring Hill. Well, originally I was an engineer down in UL. That didn't really suit me. I think I just liked partying a bit too much and I didn't realise you had to look at the books too. So then I went back in the summer and I was working in the bar in Spring Hill. So I went in and worked in the kitchen and 15 years later I'm still here.
It kind of went from there. Just the interest in food just took off?
I just loved it. The working environment in the kitchen like really caught on with me. It's just like, your job is there, you do it, and you don't go home till it's done. If it was like reading books or doing something like that, my brain would have just went a bit sideways. Yeah. So then from Spring Hill, I met a girl. She moved to Dublin, so I followed her up to Dublin. I started working in a few restaurants in Dublin. I was in Dublin 5 years. Worked in a couple of good restaurants, Chapter 1 up in Parnell Square for 2 years there. Then I moved back to Kilkenny with Garrett Byrne from Chapter 1. So I worked in Campania there for 5 years as a sous chef. and then I went to Inukt. That's kind of my CV.
Straight into Inukt. It's a glorious CV. You've been doing great things. You've been doing great things in Inukt. We've been known, myself and Edwina and the family and whoever else. We were always kind of like design centre heads growing up, like coming in for the coffee side of things. And it's progressed over the years to going in for the dinner. What's the ethos behind Inukt? What's your vision? What's your drive for the restaurant?
Well, the ethos behind Inukt, it's like the same in the daytime. Like, we make every single thing from scratch, from downstairs to upstairs. I mean, it takes a lot longer. We don't buy anything in. Everything is made from scratch, from the flours to the meats we get to the breads. We all homemade. So that's kind of the ethos. And we carry that on to the Inukt as well. So all stocks, soups, everything. We don't buy anything in.
Really? Is it a challenge? Or maybe more challenging than...
I wouldn't call it a challenge. It's just, it's very enjoyable. Like, all the packet stuff is full of salt. It actually works out more expensive. So it's just about using up trimmings of stuff. And once you have the know-how, it's easy to do. And it's nicer to teach things like that as well.
Nice. Okay. Well, we've been talking with the likes of Julie and Michael and Sarah and others that we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks. These lads all have a connection to Inukt in that they have products in with you in the restaurants, whether it's on the drink side or it's on the meat side or the honey side or the sauces side. What do you look for in a supplier as a chef? You're sitting there. Okay. You're planning the menu. You're thinking, I have a savage idea for this. This is going to work well. What do you do? What's the steps involved?
Well, obviously, the first and foremost is obviously produce. Like, a chef just wants to see good produce, and it's easy to cook it then. If you start off with good building blocks, which is good produce, it's kind of easy after that. So we have Michael Canada down the butcher, so I pick out the meat, beef, lamb, and then you have the Maleev and honey and all. And like, there's a story behind it. Like, you have to like the people first.
Yeah.
And then, like, I look at the people first, and then the produce kind of comes second.
That's interesting.
Yeah, do you like that one?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Because, well, I know people, it'd have been, I mean, mentioned.
People have to get on, like, you know?
They do, yeah. Like, Julie had mentioned it before. Like, this, when you come into an Inukt, you've got the pictures that are up on the wall, and you've got the team that are there. I know our own Edward Hayden still has his mugshot up on the landing there somewhere. And you've got other suppliers that are involved. So, it's more kind of relationship driven then for you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I like having relationships with the local suppliers. You know, you have to, like, I feel you have to support local small businesses. Like, the supermarkets can look after themselves, those big places. Like, they don't care. They just want the lowest price and send it out. These people are putting passion into their produce, and we should support them. The people in Kilkenny should support them. All small businesses should be supported.
Cool. It's a very positive mindset. What's it like for you being with the produce in mind and those relationships? What's it like for you being being a chef in Kilkenny and now having Inukt under your belt for the last 4 years? You've been and worked in Dublin. You've seen the scene there. You've been in other places. You're at home. You've got this large team under you. You've got a cracking menu. You've got a cracking venue. So what's it like for you personally being a chef in Kilkenny?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Like, I'm from Kilkenny originally. Like, before we came on air there, we're talking, we know each other from the CBS. Like, I wanted to travel when I was younger, but the main thing is come back to Kilkenny.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all Kilkenny boys. We all want to come home to our mammy at the end.
that's kind of a large part of it.
Well, not too near. A little bit far away.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. Arm's length
exactly,
would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you say we're spoiled for choice? We've got good options on the, you know, on being able to get that produce.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we have the best of beef, we have the best of lamb, like the Maleev and honey, the second nature rapeseed oil. We have all, like, you'd be silly not to use it.
Yeah, yeah.
I have Vincent Grace, he's an organic veg man out in Callan.
Yep.
So I use all his stuff, whatever he has at the moment. So I, like, rainbow chard, I put it into the raviolis at the moment.
Nice.
Stuff like that. So whatever comes in, kind of easy to think of stuff like that once you have the beautiful produce in front of you.
Talk to me about the menu then. You guys you're seasonal on the menu. It doesn't change too much.
Everybody says it's seasonal, but like, whatever does come in off the veg man and the meat man, I work my menu around that. You know, I don't, you wouldn't be just doing it for the sake of it.
Okay.
Like, people think it's the middle of summer now, tomatoes are in, but in the Irish organic sense, they're only coming along now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So people, I mean, people think summer tomatoes, but it takes a little longer for the Irish stuff to come along. So tomatoes should be along soon. At the moment, you have French beans and lovely little leaves and stuff like that at the moment. So
what's the popular stuff? What are people really going for?
At the moment, the old classics like the steak and the lamb are very popular at the moment. Fish, I found over the last 5-10 years, fish is getting really more and more popular, which is good to see. Irish people are a bit funny about fish sometimes.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Is that people getting kind of more aware or more conscious or thinking, Jesus, I better get a bit of fish into me?
I think so. Like, you've got the health aspect of it too, and people travel more now, and there's cookery shows and there's blogs and there's all this. So people are more, Irish people are definitely more adventurous in the last 10, 15 years.
Cool. You mentioned at the start when you're referencing your early days, you kind of say, like, you know, the job isn't done until it's done, and you keep going. So what's a typical day for you?
A typical day, well, it's not too bad. I mean, the days of working 80 hours a week and not getting a break are kind of gone.
Yeah.
So, I come in Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I just do a 9 to 6, which is fine. And then Nocte's open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I come in about 11:30, do my prep, do bits and pieces, and should be home by 10:30, 11:00.
Okay, that's not doing too bad. Have you got much of a team working with you?
Yeah, we have a good team up there. We have about 8 or 9 at the moment. There's a few coming, there's a few going at the moment. It's mainly kind of a lot of Irish chefs in there, which is rare these days.
Yeah.
Good few Irish lads, few people that are there a long time, myself. Yeah, good team.
It's great.
There a long time, yeah.
Nice little kind of family buzz. Everybody knows
most
each other.
Most of the time, anyway, when we don't start fighting with each other.
Sure, look, there's bound to be a few kind of stories from a few stories from the kitchen and that kind of thing. I'd kind of put this question to Sarah when we were chatting last week about the honey, to pick your favourite child out of the basket, but if you were going for a dish on your own menu, what would you go for?
What would I eat myself, or what's my favourite dish?
But maybe it's a kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah, well, kind of, I'm from the country, so I just like meat and a couple of meat and two veg.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. To be honest, I love cooking fish, so that's my favourite thing at the moment.
All right, cook. Okay. Any particular fish from the sea? Halibut, hake?
Hake is, it grows around us, and it's fairly plentiful and it's wild. You know, people should be using stuff like that. So yeah, I love hake. And then you have the prime fish, like your brill, your turbot, your John Dory, which you're paying top money for, but like once in a while, it's fine. I love working with stuff like that.
Class, all right. Anything that you'd love to get your hands on to work with? Ingredient-wise or meat-wise?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I just like, there's no point in, you know what I mean, ordering red snapper from the Indian Ocean. I mean, it's ridiculous, just importing stuff like that. I love cooking with Irish produce. I think we've got the best cream, the best butter, the best lamb, the best beef, and they're the ones we should be supporting.
That's it.
The Irish farmers.
Getting to keep it local.
Exactly, yeah.
Last one for you before we... second last one for you before we let you out the door. You've been there 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Things have obviously progressed and changed and have grown. I was reading lines out of the McKenna's guides describing your cooking and the atmosphere, and the reviews and accolades keep coming in.
Mm-hmm.
What does the next kind of 4 or 5 years look like? Is there kind of plans afoot for you on the food front, or is like we grow and we're just adapting to everything that's there?
Yeah, we're just going to grow. We're just going to adapt. I mean, things change in the industry. We've been taken. Kathleen Moran has left last November.
Yeah.
She was there for a long time, and the Kilkenny Group are taking it over now. They owned the Kilkenny shop in Nassau Street.
Mm-hmm.
Outlets in Shanagarry, so they're bringing a new look on the place. They've been very positive. They've got plans for the future. But I'm probably not allowed to tell you yet.
That's okay. we'll dig it out of you down the line somewhere and see what the story is. And then last one for you. People are booking in evening services from Thursday,
Friday, Saturday, yeah, and bank holiday Sundays.
And I'm guessing it's still a kind of, you really need to book in. I think at the last day we booked there, we looked out, we got a cancellation on a table for two.
Yeah.
But other than that, you'd be under pressure. So you like the trade for yourselves is doing really well.
Yeah, the trade, like, it's been really busy. It's kind of gone from strength to strength. Yeah, it's a good steady. We're in the peak of tourism at the moment. So, like, the tourists come and go, but you need to look after your locals, and 90% of our customers are locals, which is great.
Sound.
Keeps us going all year round.
Good stuff. That's the important part. Well, look, Rory,
and tourists want to eat where locals eat. So keep your locals happy.
Even better again. Out of the castle and then like straight in on the other side.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And get the old word on the street. Rory Nolan, head chef at an Anocht restaurant in Kilkenny. Thanks a million for taking the time your day. We will continue talks on Ken on Food for Wednesday next week. If you want to catch up, you can check out the podcast online at kclr96fm.podcasts or Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts and all the rest.
Ken on Food, with thanks to the award-winning Anocht Restaurant, overlooking Kilkenny Castle and Courtyard at Kilkenny Design Centre.
That's Rory Nolan. Rory's the head chef of Anocht Restaurant in Kilkenny. You can find out more about the restaurant. You can see sample menus, all of that kind of thing online, anochtrestaurant.ie. For some of the events that are coming up across the week, this weekend it's all about the chicken wings in Bray. Wings Food Fest is back. It's their weekend food festival dedicated to the loved and the mighty chicken wing. It has 15 top-notch wing pop-ups. They're going to be serving some of the mightiest, some of the hottest finger licking chicken wings going. They've got two wing eating competitions that they brought back as well. They did this last year, obviously back again this year. The how many wings can you eat against the clock competition, and how hot can you go. They've got a hot wings competition as well. Both of them, by the way, are fully booked. They do have a wait list on the website. The wing off finalists for 2019 are Mullingar House, Avenue Maynooth, Volcano Wings in Limerick, Brickyard, Ruby's Grill, Vish Shop, the Martello, and Box Burger as well. They're going to have the ultimate chicken wing showdown, which sees the top wing venues aforementioned battling it out to become the wing off champion for 2019. If you're curious and you just want to find out what that is all about, I should say, that's taking place on Sunday. So the festival itself is this weekend. It's Friday the 19th through Sunday the 21st. Also on Saturday and Sunday, it's down towards Kerry Way, Valentia Island's King Scallop Festival is back again. You'll find Valentia Island on the Skellig coast in the southern peninsulas of the Wild Atlantic Way, just off the Ring of Kerry. Still one of Ireland's best kept secrets. You get freshly cooked seafood on the waterfront down in Knightstown. They have a whole family program that runs across the weekend. They've got live street music. They've got a kids talent show. They've got an aquathlon. The RNLI are involved. There's loads of food, and then there's the annual cook-off to crown King Scallop as well. You can check out the Valentia Island King Scallop Festival on Facebook for more details there. And then in Donegal, to kind of round out the month, it's not this weekend, but it is next weekend, so we'll give you a heads up. It's the Off the Street Food Festival in Letterkenny. Letterkenny's most delicious summer event. It's back for a third time, 27th and 28th of July, just behind the Old Orchard Inn. Very much a celebration of all things Donegal as well. They have two mad days, mega days, they say, of music, street food, family entertainment, celebrity chef masterclasses, producer stories, and loads more. Kind of like Bray, they're also going for a hot wing challenge on the Saturday. I can spy Irish Food Guide's Zach Gallagher leads a Bush Tucker trial on the Saturday evening, but across the weekend there's a whole host of cookery demos from the chefs at Harvey's Point, House Gastro Pub, Castle Grove, the Highland Hotel, Fisk, Brian McDermott from Foyles is doing a demo, and loads more. Off the Street foodfest.com. Of course, you can find all of the events across the year, January through December, on the website. Go take a peek, kenonfood.com. And if you want to submit your own, you can do so by email at ken@kenonfood.com. That's my lot for this podcast, short and sweet. I'd say you could listen to the first four episodes inside an hour. It's great. We're going to keep it going. We've got more guests lined up for next week. I think the diary is kind of full for the next month, maybe 2 months, and I'm enjoying this. These are chats on a Wednesday. Like I said, with the interviews, with the Inukt series of interviews, you can hear them live Wednesday afternoons at 4:10 on KCLR, KCLR96FM.com, and then bring them back here for the podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen. I really do appreciate it. If you want more and you haven't subscribed already, you can find the Ken on Food podcast online. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn. There's so many other places, but they're the big ones. And of course, the website, kenonfood.com. Until next time, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Good luck.